This is Michael Johnson, and welcome to another in our series of podcasts with Verizon. And today we have as our guest Fred Briggs, who is the Executive Vice President of Operations and Technology for Verizon. Welcome to the podcast.
Wow, thank you very much, Michael. Pleasure to be here.
Verizon Business is known for, you know, the quality of performance of a global IP network. And maybe you can talk about what that network is comprised of and how it benefits your customers.
One of the real key differentiators that Verizon Business has is the global network. It is really the last of the facilities-based network. It's probably the largest facilities-based network in the world. We operate over 450,000 route miles of fiber. We operate in 140 countries with one of the most expansive internets in the world. Operate virtually every service from telex, even today, through data, voice, and the most advanced IP services in the world. It's a tremendous foundation that we can use to operate all the rest of our services. And again, it's one of the key advantages that Verizon has compared to the competition.
Well, let's talk about that network as it offers solutions to its customers.
I think you need to start looking at it, kind of start to build the foundation of what it is. I said we talked about 450,000 route miles of fiber. Now that starts the foundation. Within that fiber, look at the transport. We're moving that transport to ultra long haul. The key to ultra long haul is we can eliminate 70% of the equipment that we need to regenerate the signal. So it becomes faster, more available, and higher speeds. We're also quadrupling the speed, going from 10 gigabit to 40 gigabit. So for our customers, again, we can offer higher bandwidths, higher availability. We're also moving up something very differently, the optical mesh. For a long time, most of the listeners know we use sonnet rings to restore traffic. One side of the breaks restores and the other half of the ring. That's a wonderful technology, except that latency is no longer consistent. It takes a little bit longer on that path. As a result, we're going to go to an optical mesh. We put the optical mesh in the Atlantic last year, very successful. We have 7 paths across the Atlantic. We can restore that traffic on any one of those 7 paths. We're going to put it in the Pacific later this year, and now we have moved up that time frame. We're going to start to deploy that in the U.S. So now we can improve the availability, we actually improve the efficiency of the network, and we get very, very consistent latency for those customers where milliseconds count, such as in the financial community.
So as we talk more about that network and build more into it, Verizon is certainly investing a lot of new technologies and new concepts into it as well, as folks especially are now, you know, getting more and more of their services from the network. Let's talk a little bit about that intelligence that's built into the network, because I think that's really important. It's not so much what's there, but how you use it in a lot of ways.
Huh? Not only just the intelligence, it is in the ways the customers are using it today. We announced the expansion of our converged packet architecture. Essentially, we're supporting Ethernet, Ethernet private line, Ethernet virtual private LAN services, and ultimately through pseudo-wire things like frame and ATM. But it becomes one of the basic pieces to support customers' applications that need extremely high bandwidth, now operated at a gigabit, and will go well beyond that. Well, we announced today that by the end of this year, we'll be in 70 markets in 21 countries. Again, most expansive in the networks in the world, using that underlying foundation of the transport, the optical mesh, to support higher level services such as Ethernet.
We've got a perspective here. You're building out this network. It's getting smarter. It's getting more usable as well. That's the customers, but we're also talking about like a global communications industry as well. Can you talk a little bit about that and how maybe Verizon is investing in that as well?
One of the things is Verizon Business in particular is focused on the multinational customers. The customers that need the global networks, not just US, not Europe, Asia, is the ones that need that throughout the world. We operate over 4,000, almost 4,000 of those networks worldwide where we manage those services end to end. In fact, an interesting statistic for the MPLS networks that are awarded to us internationally, 80% of those are now managed. We're managing those services, you know, for the customers. One of the keys to being able to do that is the investment, not just in the optical networks and CPA, but also the underlying infrastructure. 18 months ago, we were a part owner in a cable called CMEWE4 that connected Western Europe to the Middle East to Southeast Asia. We're the only U.S. carrier that invested in that, provide great connectivity into places like India, Singapore. We also just invested in what's called the Trans-Pacific Express. It's the first terabit cable into China and will be operational in July of 08. We've committed to have that available with our partners in China, Korea, and Taiwan to be available before the Olympics in 2008. So in addition to the technology, we continue to make significant investment in the basic infrastructure. TP alone was a $500 million investment divided between the six partners. So we invested in the technology as well as the basic infrastructure to service the multinational companies.
Now this is a cable that runs, an optical cable that runs from here to Asia.
The cable runs from the US to China and then splits and will serve from China. We will transit into India and to Hong Kong as well as places like Vietnam. So we now have another path across the Pacific. And once that gets in place, we talked about the optical mesh, is we'll actually have four paths across the Pacific. We can switch traffic between any of those four paths to serve the community. In fact, to give you a sense of, I think, the Taiwan earthquake really brought into perspective just how powerful and robust the Verizon Business Network is and really how unique it is in the world. It was an interesting time, just after Christmas, is we had eight cables cut in 22 places.
Wow.
Is they were cut, interestingly enough, in 12,000 feet of water, so you just didn't dive down to fix them, but cut virtually every communications cable in and out of the Asia-Pacific region. Give you a sense of how robust our MPLS network, our flagship network, never went down. We were able to reroute that traffic all around the world and brought it back up, or left it up for our customers. It's real key for those customers use MPLS, it never went down. Within a week, we had about 90% of the customers, the private lines, completely restored. In fact, during that process, we were actually provisioning new services for customers while other carriers, even weeks later, were still trying to restore. That's the robustness of the network and the investment. What I think it provides customers is the ability to respond in an unprecedented location and have things like the MPLS network never go down, and even private line to restore the bulk of it within 7 days.
That's an awesome responsibility that Verizon has in that space. Can you tell me a little bit about sort of what kinds of new technologies you're sort of looking at? We'll look into the future a little bit. Tell me a little bit about what Verizon's going to be doing as far as investing in that global communication network.
We talked about ultra long haul. We'll continue that investment. The optical mesh, we will continue to support and move that all around the world. The converged packet architecture is another piece. Today, we use multiple boxes for the service edge. Frame has its own box, ATM has its own box, IP. We're going to go to a multi-services edge device where all of those will be consolidated under one box. It'll again improve performance, improve our efficiency, and collapse and converge all the networks into one. A couple of the other things that we're doing on the customer service side, there's three or four things to me that a customer really wants. One is 100% availability. They want very high performance now in terms of things like latency. They want an accurate bill, and they want to be able to provision in real time. In addition to the network technology, we're focused on the systems that will give us that real-time provisioning capability. At the end of this year, 25% of the steps we do to provision will be completely automated. Next year, what we're going to do is over time bring more and more services in where a customer can literally put in an order, have it provision, and provision in real time. Not wait for days and weeks, but provision that in real time to do that. And I think that's a real key. So virtually 100% availability as we roll out the new technology, provisioned in real time with an accurate bill, with performance and things like latency that is unsurpassed in the industry.
It sounds like a tall order, but it sounds like Verizon is poised and ready and has the strength and the numbers and everything in place to really meet that challenge.
I think it does have everything in place, but I think that's only the beginning of the story. To me, that's the basic foundation, is you want to get to those attributes, again, high availability, very high performance, because that becomes the foundation for really the value-add services or the other things where now with security, Verizon Business is quite a cyber trust, which will make us, I think, number one in the security industry. Cyber trust has a tremendous suite of products, and 2/3 of their people are outside of the United States, which again complements that global network. So now we can build that whole suite of security services on top of that network capability, which we have. The other thing, it gives us the ability to better leverage the 200 data centers that we operate, where we can manage not just co-location, but manage the applications with the totality capability, so we can manage the applications, the servers, the space for customers all over the world. So now we have the infrastructure, very high performance. We have the services and capability around the world. I think that's a unique set of attributes, and frankly, virtually no other carrier in the world can begin to have that depth and scope of capability.
Fred Briggs is the Executive Vice President of Operations and Technology at Verizon. Fred, great to have you on the podcast today.
Michael, thank you very much. It was a pleasure being here.